Mali is in the midst of a 10-day state of emergency following Friday's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital city that killed at least 19 people. We're going to hear now from a Malian man studying here in the U.S. His name is Asumani Maiga. He's a postdoctoral student at Oklahoma State University. His wife and children are currently in Bamako, Mali's capital. He told us his family is safe. Shops are open, but there is unease on the streets.
People are really worried about what's going to happen next because people do not feel like they are secure. So it's like fear and insecurity in Bamako.
Mali was once a French colony. The country became independent in 1960. French President François Hollande has said that he will bolster the French military presence on the ground in Mali. Is that welcome news?
I do believe, because, you know, since 2012 to now, the country is not secure. So, and we know that the Malian forces, let alone, cannot today ensure security in Mali.
Does this attack feel different to you? Does it change the way you look at your country and your own family's security?
Absolutely. This is very different and this is very scary. And I see it as a threat to economic development and to peace in Mali. Mali being a landlocked country and depends on foreign aid and also international support and also the business. So I think people will just fear going to Mali now, and it's going to have a huge economic impact.
You talk about your concerns about the economic fragility of Mali and worries that these attacks might deter international aid groups from sending people and money into your country. Is there a chance that that might create political instability? I mean, is the Malian government now capable of weathering that potential economic impact, or might it open a door for these Islamist groups?
There are many Malians today who work for the UN, for example, and work for other aid agencies and work for just for international business. If they pull out, I think the issue is people may lose their job. And this can create some social unrest and therefore political unrest. And yeah, I see it as a problem. And as you know, for example, when people are desperate, poor, hopeless, they are vulnerable. So I see it really as a threat to stability in the country.
Asuman Maiga is a graduate student at Oklahoma State University. He is from Mali. His family is still there. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.